And I'll make my prediction right now that the Barbados house will be run by a woman going forward.
Well, that's a good prediction. Because I know that you're right. And women has a different view of leadership than men. Men has more of a power struggle and a power party, while women could be very kind and caring when they're making this. There's a real difference in leadership when it comes to males versus females.
Yeah. Okay. I'm missing two people inside of the Zoom. It's Guyana and Dominica. I'm not sure what name you guys are under. So if you are under someone else's name, could you please change to your correct name so I could recognize you? We're going to go over to the president of the Jamaican Association, Mr. Mark Henry. How are you doing today, Mark? Your mic is off, Mark.
Are you guys hearing me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Today? Good afternoon, Mr. Howard Shreskar. Good afternoon, the CKHE family. On behalf of our board of directors and our members, just want to wish everybody, a belated late Happy New Year. Best of health for the year.
Yeah. So, Mark, could you tell us about the Jamaican Association? I think that's one of the most popular associations in Montreal. And you guys offer a whole slew of programs that I think the community might not know about. So could you just give us a rundown of the service that you've got? I mean, like how long you guys been around, the services that you guys provide to the community and stuff like that.
Well, I think it's important to recognize, first of all, we're celebrating our going into our 60th year of being in providing services for community. We're really this current board and president really just living on the building blocks of those in past. Many of our past stalwart presidents and tireless board members that have worked tireless to get us to where we are. And we feel privileged that we have the opportunity to continue the mission that we're in, the mandate that we've been given to provide services and to provide the type of support that many of those who have left the Caribbean for so many years have an opportunity to come together to share the same type of thoughts, ideas, history from back home, and really be able to celebrate our culture. So as far as the services, again, we've been providing these services for many years, especially in the current location where we've been for over 30 years. Our main program is the food bank service, which we're providing foods for, you know, anywhere between 30 to 40 people every week. We have a great staff there. We have entire programs serving our young mothers. Those are the young Black mothers who, all don't have fathers in their life. And we have programs that support them, kind of help them out in terms of not just providing them goods and services, but also providing them directions and kind of, you know, next steps in their lives. We have our Brilliant Mind program, which is our after-school program. We have our ABE, which is Added Education Program, and we have our Footstep program. So quite a range from young toddlers, youth, all the way to the senior program. We have a great board of directors that kind of touch. We make sure we touch every area of the need of our community. And so, again, it's just great work by the entire board and staff. I must give credit for where we are. And we're just carrying out the great work that's been done by those staff.
Yeah, I know you guys used to offer the computer classes and math along with French. Are you guys still offering those classes throughout the pandemic?
Yeah, in fact, one of the things, even throughout the pandemic, where many places were closed, we've never closed. We moved everything online. In fact, we provided even more services throughout the pandemic than we ever did. The record numbers in terms of people signing up for classes. We've applied for funds and received funds to provide what we call the NeuroResin program for seniors, mentored help. I'm sure you guys have seen it. We've tried to support and address every need especially going through this difficult 3 years. So all their classes have moved online. In fact, we've seen an uptick with this whole social media platform, more people getting involved. So we're using it as an opportunity. I was always told to my board and our staff that we don't, you know, we don't look at the pandemic as a glass half empty, but more as a glass half full, an opportunity to discover more areas and how we can be better. So when we come out of the pandemic, we'll be much better than where we started. So that's, you know, we're quite a bit. And also, I don't want to forget also a big part of what we do is the social program. So we have a social committee, of course, and, you know, our Friday nights and Saturday nights. And we open up the centers to many, many people in our community who want to book events. I think that those nights are important for where our members and our friends come out on a Friday and a Saturday night to hear good music, to collaborate, to socialize, come together. And sometimes we underestimate the importance of that, the social connections and interaction in terms of mental health. So, yeah, we make sure that we're going pretty strong. And, you know, kudos to the board and the members for that.
Yeah, and then you also mentioned about the giving of food back to the people in the community that you guys do weekly. You know what I mean? Like the families and stuff in need. What days, if a family was in need and wanted to come up there, what days do you guys offer that and between what time?
So we pick up our food on Wednesdays, and the services are offered on Thursdays from 10 to 5. And Friday, we go from 1 to 5. Sharon's online. Sharon Nelson runs that program. But I believe those are the days. And we don't just serve people from our community, but in fact, the majority of people that come for that type of service are actually non-Caribbean, I would say. It's quite a mix of Blacks, other culture, Caucasians, quite a mix of, they're sharing correctly, it is Thursday from 10 to 5, actually, and Friday from 2 to 5. Those are the hours people can come by for that type of support. So it's quite a bit of a service that we offer to the community. And it's great to be in that position where you can, you know, be able to help others, especially those who are in need in difficult time. And really thankful that we're in that opportunity to do that.
So on Sunday, February the 27th, who will be the heroes that will be Jamaica will be celebrating?
So first of all, I want to give kudos to the coalition, Barbados House, Grenada, Solid Antigua, my good friend there from St. Vincent, Guyana. I mean, we came together and we recognize that, you know, we're better, stronger together than independently. And it's been a great year and a half. That collaboration has been great. Our self-organization will be having a Jamaica Association, or I commission as a commission office in collaboration with Jamaica Association of Montreal. We're putting on a Black History event on February 26th, where we'll be having historians by Zoom. We'll be presenting on the history of reggae, and then we'll be having artists via Zoom, another platform that will be presenting those songs actually directly. So we'll go from the 60s, the history of reggae music from the 60s all the way to the 2000s. And for each generation of music, we'll actually have an artist who will sing one song to kind of represent that. So that will be February 26th. Look out for that on our social media platform through our email. You'll get more information there. And on the 27th, it would be a time to celebrate with the coalition, celebrating our heroes. I mean, we have several... seven great heroes. We haven't decided who yet. Or Clive Forrester, who's a professor out in one of the university, I believe it's somewhere in Ontario. He'll be doing that, presenting that. We're going to talk to our members, University of Waterloo, great historian. And we haven't decided who. Of course, I have my favorite. I'm a Paul Boger kind of guy because I kind of look like him. I like his passion. You know, he stood up and fought. But hey, everybody has their heroes. If you come by the association, you see all the great work the heroes have done. So we have yet to select. Maybe we'll ask the members. I think we're going to do that, but on our members meeting, who they think should be. And Clive, of course, will have an opportunity to choose the members. But all equally have done fantastic job to work to where we have the opportunity of rights and liberty and freedom in our country of Jamaica. So kudos to all the heroes, but we haven't decided to really nail down which one we're going to do as yet.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark. And we're going to go over to a man that's no stranger to the community, probably no stranger to CKUT, Mr. Jack there. How are you doing today, sir?
Not too bad. Yep. Now, Our association has been around for 57 years, and it came out of those trailblazers like George Richardson, George Glasgow, Alfie Roberts, who saw a need that the immigrants who had come to Montreal needed assistance and to be educated in the way of life here. So we formed the association. Originally, the association met in people's homes in basements, and then they progressed, and after we registered, they held meetings at the Y and at other locations. Now our home is at St. Paul's Church in the basement. We meet on the first Sunday of each month, except in January, right? And the executive meets on the third Tuesday of each month. Let's see. Our membership over the years have increased. So I remember in the early days, the membership was just about 10, 15 people, but at one time our peak membership was 198, right? So what we did originally, the guys were they were hung up on education. They wanted people, each one teach one, and they wanted people to be educated here. So what we did is that we offered scholarships to students in St. Vincent who had the ability, but some of them did not have the funds to carry out or to materialize what they wanted in life. So we rendered assistance to students in various parts of the island on recommendation of a liaison officer. They had a liaison officer down there who would send names to us and so on. But after they passed away and we could not fill that position there anymore, we resorted to bursaries here in Montreal. We started with two bursaries. One was the Alfie Roberts bursary for university, and you had the Noel King bursary for CGEP. Well, that continues. Today, we give about roughly four or five bursaries every year, but with the COVID, we have not been able to circulate or to have any meetings as such. So we are a little bit behind because of the COVID. So we have also our fundraising efforts were restricted now too, because normally in the middle of March we had the brunch, the famous Vinci brunch, known as the Rolls Royce of all brunches. And then we had we would have the Vinci picnic, the famous Vinci picnic, that which is in collaboration with the Ottawa Association and the Toronto Association. And that attracts crowds of up to over 20,000 people. But as I said, the COVID is restricting our operations. I don't know what it will be this year, because we're not sure how the wind is blowing yet with the COVID around that time. We also have our independence celebration is normally around the end of October. So we got independence from Britain in 1979. So So far, so good. What else now? Let me see. Well, that's about it.
Okay, you so for on the 27th, who would be St. Vincent? Who would be your hero that would be you guys would be celebrating at this event?
Well, we have one hero so far for the last 5 years. There is a political problem because, as I understand it, some people want a particular person to be the hero and the other opposition party wants another person to be. So there have not been any hero besides the Carib chief, Joseph Chateauier.
Yeah, that's who we'll be celebrating. So for those out there who wants to get in contact or join the association, how could they get in contact with you guys?
Well, they have to call either any member of the executive will help them, right? So we have the vice president is Miss Rosamond Ryan. And you have Roxanne Cambridge on the executive. You have myself. They can call me and so on. And we will register them. Any member of the association will recommend you to us. And so we have a form that we give out and you fill it in. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Jack Dare. And also, here's Mr. Guyana. How you doing there? How you doing there, sir? How you doing there today?
I'm doing fine, Drew. Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Especially Mr. Carr, I'm glad to see you. And thank you for this opportunity. I know I'm wearing many hats, but today I am the Vice President of the Guyana Cultural Association of Montreal. And we are a nonprofit cultural organization in existence over 50 years. And our membership is open to Guyanese and members of the Caribbean, especially the CARICOM community, with no restrictions.
And what services do you guys provide to the community?
We provide a wide range, but our target on scholarships. We are very, very big on providing scholarships to our members and kids who are attending colleges and universities. And also, we provide consular assistance to our membership. Instead of going to Ottawa, we will help them locally here to provide services in the consular side of things, plus general assistance.
Yeah, and who would you guys be celebrating on the 27th?
We have a gentleman by the name of Mr. Critchlow. He was a trade unionist, and he is being recognized by the government by the country of Guyana as a hero. Is a statue mounted in the city of Georgetown bearing Mr. Critchlow's name. Also, we have a few others. I see there's a trend is in cricket. And we know we have Sir Clive Lloyd. We have a gentleman by the name of Coffey, who was a revolutionist. But Mr. Critchlow has won the honors. Also, we have the great Chandra Paul. And, you know, I could go on and say which one is number one in the Caribbean, but I'm not getting into that argument.
And where are you guys located, or how can people get in contact?
We have a monthly meeting the third Sunday of each month at St. Paul's Anglican Church downstairs. And we're welcoming everybody to come and be part of the program, be part of the association. And the contact is Mr. Liebert Sanko, who's our president. It's 438-764-6497. And because of COVID, we had some events planned, but so far is June for our tea party, exact date to be announced, and September for our annual banquet, but that's all depending on King COVID.
No, okay. Like I'm really, you know what? This is something that, you know what I mean? Like I've been in Montreal for like over 30 years, you know what I mean? And I always wonder why, like we never came together as one Caribbean, you know what I mean? And I'm listening to you guys, and who doesn't meet at St. Paul's Church, meet someplace else. And the only person that really has a home here, I would say, is Jamaican Association. And I always wonder, like coming up as a youngster, why don't we have one Caribbean? Like, even though we're all separate, but like, you know what I mean? I'm going to talk plain. You know what I mean? Like, I'm living in La Salle. When I came here, there was no moss. And now there's a big moss over in the back there. And in every community in Montreal, we could see a moss, but we cannot see a building for our own community. You know what I mean? Where we could all come together as one. And I'm going to say kudos to you guys for coming together to join this coalition. And I'm going to ask you guys, what was the reason for joining this coalition? And what's your main aim?
Before I go, Drew, if I may, when I got asked to join this thing today, I was thinking of, I have a radio show, in case those who know. And last night, my show is on CKVL 100.1 FM in La Salle every Friday from 6 to 8. It's a Caribbean-based show. Mr. Carr knows about it. Never came yet as a guest, but I'm still waiting. And in any case, I was reading a lot of articles about inventors. And I was very, very struck. Each year I do it, and this is my 14th year. And it came to me that maybe we should do something for our local personalities. We use part of Black History Month to showcase some of our local people, like either in music, either in art, either in dance, either in, whatever contribution they have made over the years or continue to make in Montreal. Let us set aside a part of Black History Month for that. But that's my viewpoint.
And that's a very good idea.
Andrew, just allow me to speak to the question that you just made, the comment you just made. First of all, in order to establish some kind of building or even a resident, you must have funding. And if you look back over the years, how many Black businessmen that you can name? In the 70s, we had a few, but they was made into real estate. But at any point, in order for any organization, any community to exist as dread, that must have financial backing. And financial backing comes from businesses that is willing to support the community with some kind of benefit in the long run. But we do not have that facility or that kind of business in the Montreal area that we're able to finance or even support any building when it comes in. And that's my take. I could be wrong, but over the years, I have not seen any real Black business set up, step up to the plate and say, I'm willing for the Black community in financing a building or some kind of facilities.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nigel, but on the other hand, right, we also have all these associations and everybody's renting from somewhere, you know what I mean? And I say kudos to you guys. You came together and you're trying to make this, then this project is going to work. You know what I mean? I'm going to put my head on this project. I really feel it's going to work because we got to get unity in some kind of way. You know what I mean? Because like we have maybe 15, 20 different associations and everybody's paying rent. You know what I mean? Like you come together and maybe you could say, you know what? Let's start to rent this building. And for example, you could rent a big building with 2-3 reception halls. You know what I mean? And you could say, well, you know what? Jamaican Association is going to have it that night. Barbados Association is going to have it that night until you come together and raise enough money to buy that building and maybe buy another building. Yeah, so Georgia, what's the main goal behind?
Well, I think we had a good starting point where we actually have a coming together. Whenever great leaders in the past, as in Alexander, had initiated this type of coming together, and you know, for one reason or another, it didn't last, you know, to way we would have wanted to. I think the coming together, I believe, Nigel, will come together over a year and a half, and we have to start. We can't look in the past. We see the vision where we want to go. Of course, we all have responsibilities to our own membership and organization, but I think there will come a time, if the coalition continues this way, there will come a time where we'll see the strengthening of the coalition of all the Caribbean islands in this community, and we will see the result. What it looks like 10, 15 years from now, we don't know, but I think the start is positive, and I think we're all looking forward to the next step.
Yeah, so, and you guys are open to other, because I don't see Trinidad here, you know what I mean? So
yeah, we've reached out to Trinidad, and we actually, they will be at some point join that, but we reached out to everyone. Everyone was encouraged to be a part of this. We reached out from St. Kitts, everybody. And I just think it takes time. People needed to see, kind of believe that it was going to work. And I think as we move forward, you'll see more. We've had a couple of events bringing everyone together. We even had St. Lucia. We've invited everybody. And I think it's just, I think this program, Mr. Carr and Andrew, having us on this program is a great platform to let everyone know that the coalition is here to stay. We must come together. In order for our community to be a stalwart and a strong voice in this community. And again, really, really support on the 27th, Andrew. Be great if you share that flyer for everyone to support this event. And we're much stronger as a team, as an individual. We've already proven that. We've had several events and they've been a success. And we want everybody to come out, Jamaicans, whatever, where you are. As I've also always said, the only thing that separates us is the accent and the color of the flag, but we're really just one. We cook the same food, just tastes a little different. I mean, I can say the Jamaican food, you know, have a little, we all brag, but hey, at the end of the day, you know, it's just, we all cook, we're more alike than we're separate, and we've seen that in the coalition. So I want to kudos to all the president, actually, who stepped up and say, we want to be a part of it. When I talked to Jack Deere, he had been a part of this before, and what, you know, wanted to see what's going on, and you know, he's very, very much present, representing the San Francisco community, Niger, all the president. So I think we just, you know, we're having this focus, we're moving forward, and Montreal would be much better for this coalition.
Would the ladies like to add anything to that?
Yeah, well, we'd like to thank everybody in the community for the support so far. We'd like to thank CKUT and the staff, Mr. Kawat Trechka, you, Drew, for your the platform to talk to the community. And we encourage all other members and the young people to join our individual associations. You're welcome to join us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. A stretch, do you want to come in? Do you want to?
I think Nigel is trying to say something, Andrew, before. Nigel, you're on mute.
I just want to speak a little on the coalition because it is important to know the formulation and who is keeping, who the real person that keeping this coalition going. And I see she's on blind. Sharon Nelson is a coordinator. She's the vice president of Jamaica Association. I don't know why young lady has so much energy. Mark would testify to this, but she keeps us up to date and on focus. And the association, the coalition really needed leadership, and Mark anyway step up to the plate as his skills and knowledge, his experience that really keep us and keep us focused. It's very important to know that everybody cannot be the chief. But it cannot be the leader. And that's one of the problems that we got in the past with other coalitions or even groups that everybody wants leader. But in our organization, the coalition, we don't have a leader. We have a coordinator, which is Sharon Nelson has done all the work, doing most of the work to get the group together. At any point, each president gets an opportunity to chair the meeting. There's no one person that totally said, I am in charge or I am the leader. That's what makes it so great, and that's why it works so well, because there's nobody looking for power. No power struggle in this organization, merely cooperation. And that's what we're getting from all the presidents.
Yeah, I want to say, if anyone from the Dominica Island, the Dominica Island Association of Montreal is online, I want to say my apologies to you, because I don't see the name that I was given, so I won't be able to add you if you're on the alias. So my apologies to you, and I'll thank all you guys for joining us today. And I'm going to leave the last word over to Mr. Howard Stretchcar. And Montreal, I'm going to tell you guys, please get out there, support all the communities. You know what I mean? We're one Caribbean, you know, West Indians. You know, we could come together for cricket. Let's come together for here in Montreal.
As you mentioned.
Andrew, I just got a text that asked me to give apology for Caitlin from the Dominica Association, that she was unable to make it today.
Yeah.
I saw that text came through from Sharon, asking us to give that apology for Caitlin.
Yeah. Okay, Stretch, it's over to you.
All right. I must say, congratulate you on a job well done. I trained you well. And I'm only kidding. I never trained Drew. He's very good at what he does. But my piece on that is that I am glad to see that at least there's a movement. And you mentioned a name, Sharon Nelson. She is my connection with the Jamaican Association. And our doors are wide open to all the associations. So whenever you want to just get in touch with Drew or myself, and if you have something you want to announce, whatever it is, we are there for you, because this is what CKUT 90.3 is all about, communications with our communities. And, you know, I was watching Facebook. Don't tell anybody about this. But there was this young lady who had a piggy bank, and she was opening the piggy bank after 5 years, and they had a couple of hundred dollars. And I'm thinking, maybe the coalition needs a piggy bank.
Piggy bank.
Yes. And you put
a piggy bank, not a piggyback.
No, not a piggyback. A piggy bank. No, when I don't mean that literally, yeah, but need an open an account in a bank, and you put a $5, $10, whatever it is per month. Maybe at the end of 3 years, we can buy a building, pay down on a building, and take it from there. And all the associations in Montreal will be able to use that. And the reason why I'm saying that, I have a brother who came to United States of America. He's passed now. His name is Keith Carr in Hartford, Connecticut. If you Google his name, you'll see. And this is how they started. They all threw their dimes and quarters, because they didn't have money. They were farm workers, and made themselves the Caribbean Association in Hartford, Connecticut. A big warehouse they bought and turned it into a ballroom, et cetera, et cetera. We could do the same thing here in Montreal. And I congratulate you guys. I really do, for taking your time out to come here. And any famous last words, Drew?
Stretch, I just wanted to say, you know, one thing I really enjoy with Montreal in the summer is that whenever there's it's Jamaica Day, it's Barbados Day, it's Trinidad Day, it's Cari Fiesta, and you get out there and you see the numbers of people that represent, and you see the different flags. You know what I mean? It makes you feel great. It makes you feel at one.
Great feeling. You know,
so like having a coalition like this, I would say something that would probably get me in trouble, but a coalition like this, I see handling the Cari Fiesta. No, I could get in trouble for that.
You are in trouble for sure. No, I'm only kidding. I don't know.
Every one of these people here could tell you, right? If you run your organization well, you receive so much support from your government back in your island, mm-hmm. right? And these are the people that has that platform and that capability All right. of putting stuff together.
Let's hope the next time we are on this this platform here at CKUT, we can think of getting our own building. Just one building we need, you know, and everybody can use it, you know what I mean? And it will work. Believe you me, it will work. So on behalf of CKUT Radio and West Indian Rhythms, the program, I thank each and every one of you.
Mr. Carr, can you just end the program with the best cricketer, George Edley, Jamaica?
Listen.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Thank you very much for having us.
I'm a big man, but I'm a chicken, okay?
Yeah, man. All right. God bless you, man. Hey, take care, guys. Have a good evening. Andrew, right. Thanks.
Right. Thanks, Holy man.
Members, I see my members on joining us. Have a good evening. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And I am very proud of you guys, Andrew. Well done, young man. I am really nice to hear how it was done. And the ladies were highly impressive. I can't say that for the guy. No, I'm only kidding. No, but the ladies were highly impressive. And I'm going to join all associations when I'm finished. I see Molly Young up there, and I should drag her out and talk. But I might get in trouble for not playing the commercial. So I thank you all. And keep listening to CKUT. And whenever you want, please come back. Drew, you can always organize another one in a couple of months, 6, 7, 8 months. Let's see how they're behaving, all right?
See how they're behaving. But don't forget, next week we're going to have
Mr. Egbert Gay
and company.
Yes, he will.
He'll be doing some Black History Month stuff. And the 26th of February, we'll be bringing back
Gabby.
The Honorable Dr. Anthony Gabby Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't be doing the soca stuff this time. He'll be talking about history, Caribbean history.
Yes, and he's interesting. You don't want to miss this, because that's why I'm into the historic part of the Caribbean, because it's really interesting in our age group coming up through the years. So I thank you. I'm going to play the commercials so I don't get into any trouble from Louise, and I'll have to get a coalition to come and defend me. Whose idea was it for this coalition? It just slipped into my head quickly. Whose idea was it?
It was actually Mark and myself.
Ah.
Mark and myself. We were on a cruise together.
What?
Mark is really.
What? Cruise together? Really
No, Mark kidding. Is my wife, brother-in-law.
I'm just kidding you.
And we met and we discussed it. And we were speaking about it all during the time. And then Mark asked me for the contacts of the different association. And we made that contact. And everybody was on board.
Thank you, sir. I certainly would. I'm just going to say thank you to you and Mark. Keep it up. And we need this in Montreal. It's about time. All right. So I thank you, folks. We have to play the commercials before we get into trouble.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca. Because giving is in our blood.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The
month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. The final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Stephen Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator,
and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, folks, so we're going to get into a little bit of soca. DJ Nicholas, he knows that he has a half an hour to, but we sort of went over, but it's okay, because this is what we need to hear, more of our Caribbean community. As you heard, Drew was talking about the mosque in La Salle. I work with seven of the Sikh people in CN. Even if they were mad at each other, they would go around collecting money and they would be saying, oh, yeah, we'll be there. And they would be signing. So we need to start do that. We need our little piggy bank, all right? All right, we're going to get into a little bit of the soca music. That will take us up to 6 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock, it will be reggae, all right? So this is DJ Nicholas in the mix.
In the 90.3 FM.
Are we that?
Indian Rhythms.
Are we that?
3 FM.
Hey. This is DJ Nicholas, the birthday boy.
You know what to do? Come get rocking.
What's up?
You know I need your company.
He's up the man. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. We also locked on to WFFR all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. My name is Howard Carr, and we're riding the rhythms of CKUT. Blazing 90.3 on your FM dial. Keep it locked. The birthday boy. Shut up, Stretch, and let the people enjoy 20 minutes or so of this music. Soca! Brand new jazz for you. Shut up, the man. What are you, man? You chat plenty, man. Good evening!
Feel drinks from flowing. Bang, bang, so we go twist this party.
FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Give yourself a chance, time to get up and dance. This is the groovy balance when liquor flowing. We stumble it, on the gum, and we drift it. When we drinking rum, we stumble it, on the gum, and we go. Don't stop the drinks from flowing. Bang, bang, so we go twist this party.
You're listening to the mix. Yeah, 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 yeah. The mix of DJ Nicholas. Congrats to the coalition.
90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
That's us. Job well done. In 6-7 months' time, we want to hear the coalition do the thing. This is CKUT's contribution to the Caribbean community.
I walk back my road and all them pretty girls.
Never be afraid to support what brings the message. Don't kill the messenger.
It's one festival with the children and the music.
Hey!
With the children and the music.
Children and
the music.
DJ Nicholas. Hey! Rewind. Rewind again. Hey! God.
This young 90.3 FM.
Are we that?
90.3 FM.
Want to send this out to the person with the broomstick? Don't break this one. Just wind back on the broomstick.
Find someone with a familiar face so we could fit and celebrate. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing. We try amazing. What's your care in the world that we get from that in here? Yeah.
us over. A us from a culture. Set up panorama again. On the road with you, man. Jumping up to the soca. Must find a partner to play mass with me. This is not the time to be a loner. This is the time to wind on a bumper. So let's be amazing. Keep the fire blazing. With no care in the world, let me get on that in here.
FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Listening to the mix of DJ Nicholas, right in the rhythms. 8 minutes to the hour, 6 p.m. Want to say many thanks. Just had to run to the front door there because we're broadcasting from home, in case you're wondering. Because we still haven't gotten the get-go. They have prettied up the station, but we have to wait until the university says go. But remember, folks, those of you who are listening, always remember to donate to the station so we can keep this wonderful staff that we have here. You have no idea how much we cherish our staff because they do wonders.
90.3 FM.
Well, Anna Nicholas, you won't even give me a chance to chat in, sir.
You vex with me. Why vex with your girl?
Thanks with your gal.
Why is my name? You want your call? She said that you was a big stone, a stinking piece of wall. Hey,
boy, you don't know that. Listen to the words of this song.
You don't realize you're my co-pad. Somebody tell him, I give him she man she never had. She said, I'm doing what you don't do. And I'm better than you, wine, baby. What you hitting she for? Good, what you looking for? Just drop me down, why?
We going for days, we betting for days. We going for days and days and days and days. For days and days, we going for days, we betting for days. We going for days and days and days and days. For days and days and days.
Brand new just for you. Hell Hello to Derek, all the way in beautiful Palm Beach. What? Palm Beach, and you there, you call me if you send out shout out. Derek out of Palm Beach, Florida, wants to send a shout out to his mom on her 80th birthday. You wanna jump, jump, mind. Everything on yesterday out your mind. Sipping on something, real refined. The energy in your display, divine. Feel together, niggas. With plenty of fitness. Keep on with the rum, cause the vibes can't done money with them. Keep the thing pumping it. What is the good vibe influencer? So car and liquor. What's the good vibe influencer? So car and liquor. What does make your party want? When the girls, them start whine, I'm bound to find myself up behind. Them time to rock, them time to shine, and charge up like power line. And roll if I take girl, and brighten up my world. Keep fun with the rum, cause the vibes get done, and we don't see the thing come. What is the good vibe? I don't want to leave you on top of that horse. I need you to come down here for me. Now she only claiming she rocking with boss, but caught on the hunter, take back the couch. She feels she too nice. She go link with man with no drive. Come down from there, baby. Come down from there. Want to warn you before you mix in with the concern you. You walk voodoo just to thief people, man. Now the people, man, them the wire on the IG. Nice, a million followers, a million likes. Sicilian long tongue, ring one tongue. Girl, you know every song on your cowboy rice. Rice, rice. Nice, she don't link with man with no drive. Come down from there, baby. Come down from there, baby. Take your price. Them, they're wrong, they're not nice. Come down from there, baby. Come down from there. Want to say hello to my brother from a different mother. All the way in beautiful, I won't say where, but I want to say hello.
90.3 FM.
Now with that, how with that.
90.3 FM.
Push, 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 push. As I was saying, when I was rudely interrupted by Mr. Nicholas. My brother from a different mother. All the best, my brethren. You know who you are, I won't say. Kingston, Jamaica. No, I'm in come there right, you know. But good evening, Alvin. All the best to you in Kingston, Jamaica. I hear you. You're drinking your coconut water. Me have some, too, you know, but it come in our box. Why you driving so fast? Sharing like Zyno fam. 5:58 in the evening hours, we're gonna get into the reggae vibes. But don't forget, next week, Saturday. Next week, Saturday. Man About Town, the community contact editor. He will be here with the first. Oh, God, Nicholas. Miss Emmy Love, Miss Silmi Wee. Rewind, rewind, rewind.
90.3 FM.
Oh, God, Nicholas.
90.3 FM.
This is my DJ of the 8 years. Enough to work up the old man bones, you know. Oh, God. Me forget what men are going to say now. We drinking rum in the morning. We do it again at night. My friend Dina has just said, behave yourself, stretch. He's starting a live video now. Check him out, all right? Most listened to DJ in the big America. Moments like this can last for eternity. Yeah. It's 6:01. We're going to go on till about 6:05, 6:07, maybe 10. Rock people, rock people. Because we cheated. Rock it anywhere we go. We just rock it like our boats ride. On the Soca Massive. But bear with us. It's Black History Month. Anywhere we go. Don't forget to support your favorite station. Anywhere we go. We just rock it like our boats ride. It's yours. I am the captain. It's right here in Montreal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And right now we are leaving. All the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon, good evening, rather. It's now after 6 o'clock, 2 minutes after, to radio station WFFR that we're locked on to.